No gimmicks. No pretense. Back to basics. God. People. You. Find your way.
Hi, my name is James Richards, and I'm helping you to be all you can be by all that God is.
I do think we got it lopsided today, really twisted. Like, the gifts, the charisma, the stuff has become more important than the giver. And it's become more important than our character too. And I can't tell you how many people I've met who are so-called people of God. And I don't see no God. I don't see the attributes of Jesus. I don't see the love. I don't see the patience. I don't see the wisdom. I just don't see it. I know if you're watching this and you're one of those people who keep away from the church because of it, one of the biggest problems that people say happens with the church is this whole attitude of being holier than thou. You think you're better than me. And that's because they see things in so-called believers which are just as bad, if not worse. Paul refers to people in his church he was writing to in the Bible as doing things that weren't even mentioned amongst the unbelievers. It happens still. And I, for a long time, couldn't get my head around it. It still baffles me. But, you know, that's a different thing. End of the day. It's easy to do when we're hiding behind our abilities. And when your character is not front and center, and when there is not an intentional push by the church to make sure that your character is front and center, and the even place itself is known by its character, because think about it, we like being entertained. That's just the truth. So people with charisma float into meeting groups, churches, people very easily, and just by the way they are slick with the tongue, or good with an instrument, or sharp with the intellect, or, you know, whatever. They get in. Why? Because those of us who are not aware of it let them in, because they think they'll be helpful. And if they put up a good enough front, we're okay. We'll let it go. Now, I'm not saying that people don't make mistakes. I'm not saying that we have to get everything right. But we should be doing everything for the right reason. This is not unique to the church. This is humanity. In our celebrity culture, it's even worse. It's heightened, it's magnified. I mean, to give kudos to other cultures, they do hold character quite high. Loyalty, integrity, trust. I think in the West, I know. Celebrity status, money speaks louder. That's what I think. So, I just wanted to share that, and I'm posting this because I want you to check your balance. Where's your focus, really? Is it about the charisma? Is it about being liked? Is it about wowing people? Is it about taking your place in the kingdom and feeling good about yourself at the neglect of your character and being transparent, brutally honest, even to the point where it hurts? Here's the joke about this. Jesus was more gifted than anybody else, clearly. And he's our example, prime example. And the funny thing is, he didn't even just give us his gifts. The ultimate thing he gave us was him. Nice stuff. Him. He could have done his stuff from a distance. He could have did it in a safe manner. Didn't need to go to the cross. You know, still prophesied. He still told the truth. He still performed miracles. He opened up himself in a way that was brutal. And it was brutal because he was totally transparent. Rather than put up fences to say, you can't hurt me, it's like he walked and was saying, do your best. Throw it all at me. weird, but how much of a testimony of God is that? Like, God is with me and I'm going to show you by being so transparent, brutally, that even if you know my stuff, you can't do nothing to me except kill me. And what does that matter? I'll be with God. So at the end of the day, I'm going to be that true that that will speak to you more than my gift, more than my talent. In fact, I am the gift. Think of it that way. The person is the gift ultimately, not the things that we can put together, as I've kind of expanded a bit on a different video. So yeah, what is the substance that you carry? What are you doing to get it to a place where you'd be happily you'd be happy to be completely transparent, completely true? It's funny and it's sad that people think that in church there's not a safe place and they don't want to do that, and there's a lot of hurt, backbiting, upsetness, bitterness, unforgiveness. It's absolutely nuts, but it's true. It's not all like that, but it is there. We have to reverse the trend. And it starts by airing our own stuff, our own mess, and putting character first. Putting charisma on the back burner. Do we need it? Of course we do. Does God use these things through us? Of course he does. But remember Jesus. He didn't just give us what he could do. He gave us him. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that we just have to tell everyone our mess and be reckless with it, you know. Sharing all the negative things about us. Use wisdom. But we're missing a trick, because if you are sharing not just the good stuff but the bad stuff, believe it or not, people will gravitate quicker towards the negative. It rings truer when we realize that, oh, you're not all positive all the time and get everything right and are all good. There's elements of you that aren't, and because of that balance, people can relate to you more, speak with you more, and open up more. Because my transparency encourages you to be transparent. So that's what I'm saying. That's where we're missing a trick. Trying to portray something. We're just not. And here's the joke as well. If people see the negative, then they ask questions. Well, how did you cope? How did you get through that? How are you coping now? You know, it could be current. No, we're not perfect. We're maturing, we're growing, but we have issues. Everyone, you, me, the world, we got issues. Our answer will be Jesus, the Word, His Spirit is helping me. That's how I get through. That's my answer. Now, other people's answers will be the counselor. It will be the mom helped me. It will be the business kept me going. It will be it's for my kids. And I, you know, we can use that too in church. But ultimately, Jesus is the driving force behind it all for those who are following Him. Whether stuff is good or bad. So we're missing a trick. We've got to see this. Start incorporating it and creating a safe environment to talk about stuff that isn't safe. That's the irony. We've got to create an environment ready and fit for purpose. For people to be able to share things that they just can't share anywhere else, that are life-changing, that could have deliverance embedded in it just because they've been able to talk, or that we miss out on because of this bent on being positive about everything. You don't have to be positive about everything that you share to glorify God. You really don't. So think about it. Think about what I'm saying. It might just be the way forward that you've been looking for, and that's what I'm looking for, and it's what I need. So let's do this together. If I'm going to be effective, you need to see me, and I need to see you. Anything less doesn't really cut it. It's going to be uncomfortable. That's just what it is. That's why God is in it. That's why we need mercy. That's why we need grace, patience, love, all the fruits. So I just wanted to share that. I hope that you get something from it. Remember to subscribe to thewayministry.com. These videos are blessing you and challenging you. And yeah, I'll catch you on another episode real soon. So love to you. God's best to you. Have a great one, whatever you're doing. And we will talk again soon. Be blessed. Take care.
No gimmicks. No pretense. Back to basics. God. People. You. Find your way.